Buying In by Rob Walker. Narrated by Robert Fass.
Introduction. Imagine that you're thirsty. That shouldn't be too hard to do. It's a basic human condition that pretty much everyone across every culture has experienced. It is a signal from the body calling for hydration, a fundamental human need. But never mind what you need when you're thirsty. Any casual visit to a grocery store or even a gas station food mart offers a riot of choices. We all know about the awesome variety that contemporary consumer culture offers. What do you want? What are you thirsty for, exactly? One day in December 2001, I traveled to Miami Beach, where the skies were clear and the weather was warm. I was there to work, to cover what was essentially a marketing stunt on behalf of Red Bull, the energy drink. At the time, the corporate owners of Red Bull were still in the early stages of introducing their product and the idea of energy drinks in general to the American marketplace. In other words, Red Bull offered a new answer to the question of what we might be thirsty for. Back then, the proceedings made no sense to me at all. The marketing stunt involved a small group of extreme sports enthusiasts who were planning to ride wind-powered kiteboards 88 miles from Key West to Varadero, Cuba. I was living in New Orleans at the time, and I'd just started to see Red Bull popping up in bars in the French Quarter. So what was this stuff? And who was it supposed to be for? Athletes or barflies? Why weren't there any ads making the answer clear? To compound the weirdness, even this kiteboarding exercise, which I had assumed was designed to attract maximum free publicity, seemed instead to be happening in a void. I was the only journalist on hand.